joined with some new folks here in the studio. Hello.
Hi there. My name is Soren Danielson. This is my first on-air appearance here with my new show called High Fidelity. Tonight I've got a guest with me, Tamir Moore Friedman. It's called High Fidelity. I've got all my music tonight on records out of my collection, and we've selected a few tracks. We're going to listen to them, and then Tamir's going to tell us his opinion on them. So we're going to get started with our first track, Ghost by Chon.
What's the verdict here?
Okay, well, so this is just an absolutely beautiful song. All of the musicianship is just perfect on this. I've always been a huge fan of Chon ever since I started listening to them. And when the first time that I heard this track, it was just incredible. Like, you've got this incredibly laid-back section, and then it just explodes into this. It's awesome, and for all of you music nerds, that second section is actually all in 4/4, so get counting on that one. It's a little tough. But yeah, it's just, it's fantastic. The whole album is absolutely fantastic as well. Originally, I wasn't sure which my favorite was, but this album has been growing on me more and more and more, and it's probably in my top five.
So just to give a bit of background, that band is called Chon. They're a math rock band out of San Diego, California. Do you want to give us a bit of explanation of what math rock is for anyone who might not know?
Well, that's a little tough. It's kind of derived from Midwest emo. I'd say Chon has its own very unique sound, and they're my favorite math rock band for sure. But it's very... they use a lot of interesting time signatures and rhythmic sections and things like that, and a lot of interesting, very jazzy chords, as well as a lot of metal influence as well. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you for your opinion on that. We're going to get into our next track, which is Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai.
Change the way we live, 'cause we can always dig but never give, and everything Denver, the West Sea. Whoa, it's a crazy world we're living in, and I just can't see that half of us immersed in sin is all we have to give these futures.
So that was Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai. I'll give a bit of background on this song. First of all, the meaning that the lead singer was trying to get through in this song was his distrust towards society being so enveloped in the internet and all that sort of thing. And this song was written over 20 years ago now, so you can only imagine how he's feeling these days. Second cool note about this song, just to reference the music video, very interesting. He wanted to the video to break away from just the common videos of the time when it came out. So it's him singing the song and standing on the floor and dancing around as the whole walls and everything around him are moving. And the walls were actually on wheels. That's how they did that. I found it out. So if you want to give that video a check out. And now we're just going to listen to Tamir's opinion on this song.
This is my favorite song ever in the world. this is, I think, the best pop song ever written. It is so harmonically interesting, to me at least. And there's a lot of very interesting things going on rhythmically as well. There's a lot of the chords become rhythmically displaced. So basically, where you would imagine that they would go relative to the singing and the lyrics, they might be displaced by one or two beats, and that starts to get very interesting if you're listening closely later in the song, because of when it might return to home. But yeah, I absolutely love this song. It's amazing.
Cool. I think next one, we have the third one queued up.
Yeah, let's move on to the third song. So this one is actually a little intermission from songs that Tamir knows. This one I've chosen. I think he knows the artist, so I'm going to play it once it's over. Let's see if he can guess it and give us maybe 30 seconds on what he thinks of it. So let's get into that.
Ramblin' Rose, Ramblin' Rose, why you ramble, no one knows. Wild and wind blown, that's how you've grown. Who can cling when you're rambling, days are gone, who will love you with a love true? When you're rambling, days are gone.
So, let's see what Tamir can come up with for the guess on the artist.
I got nothing.
Got nothing?
I think it was Green Day.
All right, so that song was Ramblin' Rose by Nat King Cole.
Oh, okay.
Which I know that you know who that is.
Yes.
And I also know that you didn't know this album when I told you I bought it a long time ago. So I thought it might be a good choice.
I think, I actually told you to buy this one. You said, oh, I have a Nat King Cole album that I might be able to buy, and I said you should buy it. But I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. That was Ramblin' Rose by Nat King Cole. We're going to get on to the next track, which is a bit of a... I don't know how many people our age might know about this, but it was certainly large in Winnipeg at one point. It's a song called Life at Last from Phantom of the Paradise. We'll get into that right now.
Life at last, salutations from the other side. I can see that you're the devil's pride. Do you realize that all of you don't need layers. Sit and listen while the fun begins. Hearts are broken and the bad guys win. Sit and listen, all the cutting up is easy and it's isn't for a queasy or the weaker heart. Oh, you had better start. Oh, what is the time? Of the evil that you created, getting horny and farts different on one.
Alright, so that was Life at Last from Phantom of the Paradise, and this one was one that Tamir really wanted to talk about. So let's hear what he has on this song.
Yeah, so this is from a rock opera based off of Phantom of the Opera, and by extension based off of the story of Faust. This is sung by the character Beef, who is my favorite character and is awesome, and at the very end of the song, when he is screaming and hollering like that, he's in fact getting electrocuted by the Phantom of the Paradise himself. This track is one of my favorites, especially because of that awesome guitar solo. It's just fantastic. The entire song is just a ride. It's pretty short, but pretty sweet as well.
All right, so thanks for that opinion on there. We're going to get into the next track now, which is the last track that Tamir will be reviewing for the night. It is Year of the Cat from the album Year of the Cat by Al Stewart.
Thank you. on a morning from a Bogart movie, in a country where they turn back time. You go strolling through the crowd like Peter Lorre contemplating a crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for explanation, she'll just tell you that she came in the year of the cat. She doesn't give you time for questions as she locks up your eyes. You follow to your sense of which direction completely disappears. By the blue tiled walls near the market stalls, there's a hidden door she leads you to. These days, she says, I feel my life just like a river running through the year of the cat. She looks at you so coolly, and her eyes shine like the moon in the sea. She comes in incense and patchouli, so you take her to find what's waiting inside the ear of the cat.
All right, so that was "You're the Cat" by Al Stewart. Yeah. So what do you have to say about that?
This song is awesome. My dad showed it to me a long time ago, and he was like, "Hey, I think you'd really enjoy this song." And I was like, "What do you know, old man?" And then he was right, and it's kind of become one of my favorite songs. Apparently, it's got an entire fantastic album attached to it as well.
Yeah, so funny story, when Tamir first found this song, he played it over and over for and again for me, and I started to enjoy it myself quite, and now it's one of my favorite songs. And while the two of us were out looking at another album for sale on Kijiji, we saw that the guy selling had a bin of $1 records. And he pointed this out, and he was like, or Tamir said, "Buy that album there, You're the Cat's a great song." And I got home and listened to a full album, which he had been listening to one song off of. And I was like, "Hey, this is actually just a full, incredible album called You're the Cat, with a song called You're the Cat."
Yes, and it's since become one of my favorite albums as well. And, oh my gosh, the album cover for this is awesome. It just look it up, take a look at it. Everything is cat related, and there's always there's always more to find.
Every time you look at this album cover, you find something new.
Yeah, it's I'd suggest giving it a look, even if you don't listen to the album, which you should also do anyways.
So is that all you have to say for the song?
I think so, yeah. Great song.
Alright, so hopefully you like the tracks that we played tonight. Maybe check out the artists if you enjoyed them. So thanks for listening to the first live show of High Fidelity here. I'm Soren Danielson. My guest was Tamir Moore Friedman.
Thanks for having me.
And we're just going to play off the show with another song, Roundabout by Yes.
We'll be there laughing too.